Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is a memorial tribute to Bibi Freitas, who greatly enhanced the musical life of Honolulu for 52 years. In 1992, Bibi recorded a special for Great Songs, the name of Singing and Other Sins back then. Her goal on that program was to demonstrate the crucial role the piano part played in art songs. You'll hear excerpts from that Great Songs program with me breaking in once in a while to introduce recordings of singers and their pianists who will thus illustrate what Bibi teaches us. We open with Bibi playing. Welcome to Great Songs. With me today is Hawaii's premier accompanist, Bibi Freitas. Welcome to Great Songs.
Well, it's great to be here, Gary.
We just heard Amarilli Mia Bella by Caccini, and we heard it in a rather complex version with the vocal part filled in by Bibi. Can you play it again in the spare original, this one realized by Dolland?
Yeah, and approximately 1610, it says here, 1610.
So about...
That's a good while ago.
Yeah, but about 30 years after the song was written.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is the spare Dowland. I get the idea.
Yeah. Now, what would you do it with a singer?
Well, one might arpeggiate, break the chords. I might also put in some passing tones. I might also put in some trills. Passing tones are like connectors. Not written there. I might go up an octave or two, as the harpsichord would have. Some harpsichords have the possibility of a 4-foot stop, which would make it sound an octave higher. I might spread it out all with passing tones.
Well, that's so nice. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
This program of Great Songs is designed to bring the listener's attention to the accompaniment. So now when we hear baritone Max von Egmont accompanied by Chris Farr on the harpsichord in this same song, there will be more appreciation for what possibilities there are in the accompaniment. And now back to my conversation with Bibi Freitas. How would this resemble something that we would hear if you were playing something by Bach?
A still ornament. if I had a singer who were secure, if I had a singer who would, in our rehearsals, if we'd agree that ornamentation would be something we'd want to do. And I would, again, ornament in a quite a similar way, adding octaves, because sometimes, see, I'm thinking about the original instrument that these would be, might have been played on, which would have been the harpsichord, or an organ, or lute. I don't play the lute, but I play both the organ and harpsichord, both of which have the capabilities of adding different octaves to their repertoire.
Right.
And let's see, there's a piece that we have here. You can explain all this background here.
Bist du bei mir? Everybody believes that Bist du bei mir is by Johann Sebastian Bach.
I certainly did.
But in recent scholarship, they've discovered that though he copied it into one of Anna Magdalena's notebooks, he copied it from somebody else whose name is Stötzel, Stötzel. It doesn't make it any less of a beautiful song.
No, it's stunning, stunning. Bist du bei mir. I want to say something about what it's about?
I think the audience knows what it's about. If you are by me, I can die in peace and joy, essentially. But are we going to hear it in a jazzed-up version or in a spare version?
How would you like it first?
Let's hear a spare first.
Okay. I'm going to play the tune. Add some other things. Those octaves in the left hand.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like a walking tempo that maybe a double bass player might play. If we were having a continuo, yeah?
Sure.
Sorry. But tastefully so. Now some passing tones in the right hand and in the accompaniment.
Sure.
There they are. More passing tones filling in sort of the outline. Well, that wasn't a very nice trill. Playing like a duet with the singer. Now I'm gonna go up higher.
Let's hear what Gustav Leonhardt does on the harpsichord to accompany Alfred Deller, countertenor, in Bach's Bist du bei mir, written by Stötzel. This is Bibi Freitas, and she'll tell us a little bit about her background.
Goodness gracious. I started playing the piano when I was, started studying the instrument when I was about 3.
Oof.
I know, my mom said that I used to go and pick out tunes, so she didn't think I was banging, and she thought that we would turn it into something that didn't bother the family, make pretty music instead. So played the piano, decided when I got into college that I was going to go into medicine or mathematics or anthropology or something grand like that, and was beguiled by the world of music that was opened up at Oberlin College, and specifically by a teacher who urged me to explore the multi-worlds of history, art, languages, poetry, and apply them all to music. So it was not just sitting down and playing black and white keys. It was putting a lot of imagination into it. And I must say, that opened up a Pandora's box, which has kept on expanding since then.
I can see.
Well, that's it, really. I just couldn't turn my back on it after that.
And then how many years ago did you come to Hawaii?
1966, wow. To live.
Yes.
I came here on my honeymoon back in 1963, and then here to live as a permanent resident, as a never-to-go-away again person in 1966.
And by now, everyone knows that you have been at the helm of the Hawaii Opera Theater.
I used to be, and now I'm sitting back and playing the piano again, but still very much involved with Hawaii Opera Theater.
Sure.
But
and the keyboard person with the Honolulu Symphony for 150 years.
151.
151 now. And at Punahou you teach?
I don't teach. I play chapel services.
I see.
And I play for the First Presbyterian Church also, chapel, church services there. And just as many places around as I can
manage.
Yeah, as I can find time for.
And at the university, what do you do?
I teach an accompanying class.
Wow.
Which I love. I'm passionately devoted to my students, and I like their exploratory ventures.
Mm-hmm.
And find that to be endlessly enjoyable for me.
When you're teaching accompaniment, I assume that's not just for voice.
No, but I concentrate a lot on vocal repertoire because there is a class in ensemble playing for mm-hmm. Largely instrumental playing. So mm-hmm. I usually concentrate on vocal repertoire.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
This is Das Veilchen, the Violet, originally the poetry by Goethe. One of the points that I have noticed while preparing this music is that there is so much said in the accompaniment.
Shall I do it?
Sure.
Okay.
And by Mozart, beautifully played by Bibi Freitas, with no voice.
Yes, with no voice. It's a very unnatural situation, but it is what we have to do when we're practicing by ourselves. Is either what I'd like to imagine is it must be similar to a poor actor who has to, learn his lines apart, mm-hmm. and then when they get together, of course, there's a difference in the way they would react, or the way they would read their lines, where they would deliver their lines.
But there's obviously much more than just keeping up with the singer when you're doing this.
Oh, yes, definitely. And one of the things that I try to do when I'm practicing alone is really apply to my part the poetry, try to develop something. Like in this particular piece, when we have the the little shepherdess coming with her light feet. I know where it happens. Da kam ein junger, here comes, there came a young shepherdess. So here she comes, and I try to make something. So I try to make something that's a word picture,
sure.
Paint pictures with those things, and try to have a believable setting, something like a magic carpet ride for the words and music and the sure. to ride on. And it'll never be the same twice. When I have a singer, each time we get together, each singer brings something new to it too. So you have to remain open to all of the brilliance of your colleagues too. But I try to explore as much as I can to make it, to try to unlock clues.
In this little interlude, it sounds like a bit of a Mozart piano sonata.
Oh, definitely. And this is where she said, und sang. And I think it's like
her
almost
singing.
Almost like a Mozart opera, yes.
She sung a little tune there.
Yes, a little tune there.
That
complicated
nice.
Little bird-like tune. Oh, sweet. Of course, out in the country, the shepherdess, right?
Right. Oh, it's beautiful. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Now let's hear Elisabeth Schwarzkopf sing Das Veilchen by Mozart with Walter Gieseking as the accompanist. Turn to the interview I have with Bibi Freitas, and here we're talking about Rastlose Liebe by Schubert, Restless Love.
Okay, now I'm going to try playing this as I would practice it more or less.
Okay.
And I think these places of dissonance, or they're not really dissonance, but of odd, unexpected places in the key are sort of fun to bring out.
There's a lot of work in there, but I hear so much about the poetry just in the music.
I think there is.
Not in
the vocal
music.
There's enormous amount. It feels anxious. It feels, on occasions, very transported. It feels searching.
He changes from the strict 16th notes
yes.
in the right hand to triplets in the middle, and that gives a sort of a lighter middle section.
Isn't it sweet? And it just suddenly rests.
We need that. If we were all driving, we'd go crazy.
Yes, isn't it? Now he comes back. Here we go.
Where should I go?
And then back to the beginning of it.
Let's hear Gerald Moore accompany Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau in Schubert's Rastlose Liebe, Restless Love.
Dem Schnee, dem Regen, dem Wind entgegen, im Dampf der Klüfte durch Nebellüfte, immerzu, immerzu, ohne Rast und Ruh. Lieber durch Leiden wollte ich mich schlagen, als so viel Freude des Lebens ertragen. Alle das Nein wird von Herze zu Herze. Ach, wie so eigen schaffet das Schmerzen. Wie soll ich fliehen, Wälder wird's ziehen, alles, alles vergebens.
The next piece is not less exciting, Ungeduld or Impatience, from Schöne Müllerin, from The Beautiful Miller Maid, also by Schubert. And in this is a very exciting piano part that is trying, I believe, to express this person's impatience, that he's trying to show all the different ways that he can demonstrate his love for the beautiful Miller Maid.
I think so too.
And this anxiousness of, I think, a 19-year-old boy to show this love on every stone and cut it in every tree is in the piano part.
I think it bursts in with a certain impetuousness in the beginning. Yeah, just that.
Right. Dum. Sure.
It doesn't open and have a pretty picture. It just breaks open the door. And it's so on.
Wow.
But isn't that kind of, it doesn't give a chance to sit down. This is not a sitting down piece. Yeah, not a dining room table song. So then even at the end, it's very impetuous.
Now let's hear how pianist Hubert Giesen plays this same part to accompany Fritz Wunderlich. Ungeduld. From Die Schöne Müllerin by Schubert. And now we'll return to our guest artist, Bibi Freitas. And here she's talking about Liebesbotschaft by Schubert. And this song translates into the love message.
This element of water. Rauschendes Bächlein. So right, the very first words that the poet says establishes that it's a little rustling brook, so silver and clear.
So the piano part is going to be the Bächlein, is going to be the brook?
Well, we're trying.
Oh,
I think that we've got to do that. We have to. I think that it's very tricky to do. You try to set this little brook in motion. Da, da, da. Oops, there. It's not a riling brook. This is just a little brook, Bächlein. And it's just clear and silver. So we're going to try to do this. some places it would slow down. Some, there are more rocks. More sunlight, maybe. But the ripples are always there in the water.
We don't often have a chance to hear the beautiful accompaniment separated from the obviously beautiful singing. That was Bibi Freitas playing Liebesbotschaft, just the accompaniment, by Schubert. And now we'll hear Emanuel Ax as the pianist with Håkan Hagegård baritone in that same song.
Rauschendes Bächlein, so silber und hell, eilst zur Geliebten so munter und schnell. Ach, trautes Bächlein, mein Bote sei du, bringe die Grüße des Fernen ihr zu. All ihre Blumen im Garten gepflegt, die sie so lieblich am Busen trägt, und ihre Rosen in purpurne Glut, Bächlein erquicke mit kühlender Flut, und ihre Rosen in purpurne Glut, Bächlein erquicke mit kühlender Flut.
Now we return to the interview with Bibi Freitas and the next song.
Auf dem Wasser zu singen.
Oh, we're getting wet now.
More wet stuff in here.
Auf dem Wasser zu singen, to be sung on the water. And this isn't from any cycle. This stands alone. But boy, there's certainly a shimmering in the piano part.
Two-note ripples.
Play it if you didn't repeat okay. Those notes. How would it sound?
You mean if I didn't...
If you didn't play the second one.
Interesting. Like that?
Yeah. And now do the repetition and hear the glistening of the water. Oh, isn't that amazing?
Also, he has them phrased two by two.
Sure.
Otherwise, it...
Right. It wouldn't be so shimmery.
No.
Let's hear now the forte piano, an older style piano, as the accompanying instrument played by Lambert Orkis, and the soprano is Arlene Auger in Schubert's Auf dem Wasser zu singen, to be sung on the water. This is a lake, a shimmering lake. Turn to the interview with Bibi Freitas.
Der Jüngling an der Quelle, the youth at the spring, at the spring. Quelle is spring. And this was written after Schubert died. It's Opus Possumus. No.
Not written. That'd be a good trick, though.
That's my joke. Okay, tell us how this water is different from the lake water we just had.
I'll play it.
Oh, okay.
Speed it up a little bit. So hear how it's different?
Right. It's not shimmering. It's dripping, maybe. Dripping over rocks.
Yeah. Should I play the tune?
Sure.
You're listening to a memorial tribute to Bibi Freitas with portions of a 1992 demonstration interview that she gave for Great Songs, as Singing and Other Sins was then known. We'll now hear what Bibi was describing. This is Schubert's Der Jüngling an der Quelle, The Youth at the Spring, with Bibi herself, the pianist, in this live performance with one of the Art Song Contest winners, Angela Vitro.
Yeah.
We'll stay with Schubert, and now we'll have Der Atlas. Der Atlas is one of the songs of Schwanengesang, which is a cycle put together after Schubert's death by his publisher of the last songs that he wrote. And in this, as you can imagine, Der Atlas is Mr. Atlas holding the world, but this is the world of sorrows and pain and trouble on his back.
Here we go. Now comes the singer. I'm just going to play my part. Pretty heavy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't sing this. I'm going to skip to something else. Now I'm going to go to the end because it comes back to...
Schubert's Atlas, performed by pianist Gerald Huber with baritone Christian Gerhaher.
Ich unglückselger Atlas, ich unglückselger Atlas, eine Welt, die ganze Welt der Schmerzen muss ich tragen, die ganze Welt muss ich tragen. Ich trage Unerträgliches und brechen will mir das Herz im Leibe. Du stolzes Herz, du hast es ja gewollt. Du wolltest glücklich sein, unendlich glücklich oder unendlich elend, unendlich elend.
Let's return to my interview with Bibi Freitas. And another Schubert song.
Now here's another virile song.
Oh,
here
the
we go.
Doppelganger.
Uh-huh.
This is a really upset man who's looking up at the house.
He's not well.
He's not well. Where he once was in love with the beautiful woman of his dreams, and he is seeing himself looking up there. That's the Doppelganger, the double person. He is watching this other person who is him. In his sorrow.
Yeah, wonderful poetry. Heinrich Heine, one of the great German poets, inspired a lot of songs because I think it's so lyric itself, so powerful, the imagery.
The imagery.
It
exactly.
Really must have attracted, Heine's words attracted composers phenomenally. Here we go. Now this is, remember, not well, nighttime, out in the street. Brooding,
like an echo of his words.
Yes. Shall I skip?
Mm.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to go. Oh, no, no, I'm going to.
Yeah, it just gets dramatic here.
Where am I now?
Drama.
Not to play the part. Their
piano part,
needs.
I mean, the voice part. A true duet.
To complete it.
Sure.
And it's left to the piano just to growl its way, its brooding way.
B.B. Friedis is my guest in the studio today. We're hearing the accompaniments to great songs, and we just heard Schubert's Der Doppelgänger, the double image. At the point where he notices his own image,
Yes. There's
a particular chord. Can you play just that chord
Yes. Softly
for us so we can hear it? Maybe spread it out so it doesn't get just in the bass. So
okay,
can
I come
out
where it comes from?
Sure.
Because it's shocking because it comes from this now. It comes. Here we go. So coming from there, and then it resolves to that.
Could we have that one octave higher so it might be easier to hear?
Definitely.
Because I think way down there, people aren't used to hearing way deep down.
I'll take three chords before. Now here it comes, which sits there for a while and then becomes.
There's a lot of things that need resolving when you come to that chord.
Yeah.
We'll hear a classic 1954 recording with pianist Gerald Moore and baritone Hans Hotte in Der Doppelgänger by Schubert. Let's rejoin B.B. Freitas in her demonstration of the accompaniment to the Schubert song called Die Stadt, or The City, and here the clouds are being beautifully depicted in the right hand of the piano. Thank you.
far as I'm concerned, it is this...
Keep talking.
The right hand, these nine tuplets, that give the whole feeling to the poem.
Do you know how many times they play this?
No.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 times in the piece.
And they're exactly the same notes each time.
Exactly.
Always the same notes.
That's a heavy cloud.
Right.
Not a little sunny spot there.
For those people who like to know, what kind of chord is that? If we just broke that, it's a simple diminished seventh chord, right?
Yep. Up high, down here. Three octaves worth. This one, this one, and this one.
Let's hear Hermann Prey sing this song, Die Stadt, from Schubert's Schwanengesang, with Walter Klein, the accompanist.
We're hearing Waldgespräch, which means the dialogue in the woods. This is by Schumann. And in this, I've chosen it because we have a happy introduction, which is like any fairy tale should have. And this young man is riding his horse in the woods, and he meets the Lorelei, who's a witch. And she says that when he finally recognizes her, that he'll never leave the woods again.
Don't you think that this is, that when she starts to speak, it's almost as though she's hypnotizing him?
So.
You know, it's like a, like a, come into my web, says the spider to the fly. I think so. She said, you're not going to feel any pain.
Thank you.
whatever happened, right?
The wood has swallowed him up, and sort of the echo of his tomb lingers.
Just a little shadow left.
We'll hear Schumann's Waldesgespräch, the dialogue in the forest, with Bibi as the pianist in a live art song contest winner's recital. The soprano is Margit Messner. Bibi was able to bring out the best singing and interpretation from every singer she accompanied. I have many other tales, but I'll save them for a second Bibi Freitas memorial tribute on singing and other sins. If you want to see videos of Bibi playing for Art Song Contest winners' recitals, you can find a link to them at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you can also find a link to the archive of many previous programs. This one will join their ranks shortly. To close, you'll hear Bibi playing for Phyllis Haynes in Schubert's Gretchen am Spinnrad, Gretchen at the Spinning Wheel. I'm your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.
Mein Herz ist mir, ich will.